Since the recession ended, college enrollments have been growing overall, but they've been steadily declining at historically black colleges or universities known as HBCUs. WHYY's Sarah Hoover reports on two local HBCUs that are bucking that trend.
Jamar Ernest from California wanted to attend an HBCU, but there are no historically black colleges on the West Coast. The senior chose Lincoln University in Chester County. Out-of-state students like Ernest are one reason Lincoln's numbers are growing. They now outnumber those from Pennsylvania.
Lincoln just felt more at home for me, like how they interacted with me, how they were ready for me to come here. They was worried about me as an individual rather than just me as a student.
For the first time in 4 years, the university is growing enrollment. It went up by 20% for first-year students, 4% overall this year. Ernest says there are 100 students in his mass communication program and only 4 professors.
It puts a strain on all the students, so it's just like, how are you supposed to even take certain classes within a semester?
Lincoln has a 14-to-1 student-faculty ratio. With flat funding from the state and the current budget impasse in Harrisburg, the university has not filled many vacancies. Lincoln's interim president, Richard Green, says the university's recruitment strategies include international students who have grown to 3% of the student body.
We have a historical legacy for serving students from other continents, and especially from Africa. We have made a special effort to increase our program engagement in other countries.
International students have been part of Lincoln since the early days, and notable alumni include the first presidents of several African countries. Green says they're also focused on two of the fastest-growing populations, Latinos and adult learners, as well as partnering with community college systems across the country. Cheryl Jones Miller's son, Dion Miller, is a freshman at Lincoln, known as the nation's first HBCU to grant degrees. She says Dion has always been a good student, and she hopes he'll take advantage of his professors and available resources to keep up his grades.
They assured us that there was ample tutoring. They really focus on the students and trying to help them to be able to graduate because it's really important to them.
Green, Lincoln's president, says their support services are why students stick around and succeed.
We do have services for students that help them through the first year, but it's the attention students get from faculty and others that leads to maintaining and retaining students here.
The university has a 72% retention rate. The national average is 67%. Enrollment is ballooning at Delaware's HBCU, Delaware State University in Dover. President Harry Williams says the university's been strategic in recruiting. A main focus is building partnerships with universities abroad, particularly in China. The university's created programs where students earn a degree from Delaware State without traveling here.
We currently have about 500 Chinese students who are enrolled in Delaware State degree programs in China. So that's a revenue stream for us.
Since Williams took the helm, the university's had 5 years of record enrollment. Its current 4,600 students is an all-time high.
We have more applications than we've ever had at one time. This past year, we had close to 7,000 applications for 900 seats.
He says a new state scholarship program for Delaware residents was the game changer that boosted in-state applications. The university is recruiting Latinos, adult learners, and veterans. Part of the reason for Delaware State's growing enrollment is its shifting student demographics. Black students now make up 63% of the student body, compared to 74% in 2008. International and Latino students have both grown. And the university is keeping its students. Delaware State's retention rate is 72%, which is above the national average. Williams says that's because they're helping students with the main reason they drop out, money.
We created what we call retention scholarships. So we identified those students who had high GPA and had challenges with finances and supported them.
They've raised nearly $20 million to support scholarships, including retention scholarships. Delaware State, as a land-grant institution, has a strong focus on STEM programs, which include partnerships with NASA and a new optical science center. Its aviation program has a 100% job placement rate.
When you represent quality, people will associate themselves with quality and excellence. And that's what our HBCUs have demonstrated for many, many years. And when people come here and they see that, they get excited and they want to be a part of that. And that's the reason why we've been experiencing the growth that we've seen in the last few years.
HBCU experts say Black colleges need to be open to diversifying their campuses and develop program niches as keys to sustainability. HBCU presidents say enrolling students who are not African Americans is nothing new. They say they can grow more diverse without changing their mission or what draws students to campus. For WHYY News, I'm Sarah Hoover.